KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
We're coming into the Christmas season, and that means Christmas concerts are coming to the area, whether it's from your local church or whether it's the Gaithers coming to the greater St. Louis area. And one of the groups that's performing with them is the Neelands. And I have with me in the studio Jason Neelan, and he is part of the Neelan family. They've been in existence since 1977, providing great music nationally and internationally. Jason, welcome to Encounter.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And my last name is actually Clark, but I am so used to being called Jason Neelan.
I did it, didn't I? Oops. I knew that, too.
That's okay, because for years, ever since I've married my wife, Kelly Neelan, I've been known as Kelly's husband or Jason Neelan or Amber and Autumn's dad or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm totally okay with it. I get it.
Well, it's the whole Neelan family part of the concert. Are you doing the next generation, too?
You know what? We are. We're in the third generation with our kids now.
Awesome.
And it's pretty amazing. My father-in-law, a lot of folks remember Rex Neelan. He was the bass singer, the founder of our family's music ministry. And he sang for 20 years with the Lefebvres. And then when they retired in 1977, he always had the dream of having his own family music group. So him and his daughter, which is my wife, Kelly, they began this ministry 42 years ago now, and now for the last 27 years, I guess, my wife and I have continued on, and now it's kind of passing on to our daughters, Amber and Autumn. And you know what? It's just amazing to be able to do this with your family, but to carry on such a legacy that my father-in-law left us, it doesn't get much better than that.
1977, you started, and we're going to talk more about the new Christmas CD now in this segment, and then after the break, we are going to talk to Jason about how the group got, well, he told us how the group got started, but then we're going to talk about what kept them together all these years, because it's a hassle. It's a challenge sometime to keep a music group together, isn't it, Jason?
Sure.
Well, since it's the Christmas season, tell us a little bit about your new album and your coming to the area.
Well, we're so excited this year. All year we've been working on a Christmas record called A Winter's Carol. And it just released just a few weeks ago, Black Friday. And we're so proud of this music. Of course, Christmas music is timeless. And we wanted to record some of the favorites that everybody asks for, requests, the Christmas song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and several others. But we also wanted to kind of revisit some songs. My daughter has written a song. I'm always writing, and I wrote a couple of songs on the album. And then, of course, Bill and Gloria wrote a wonderful song. And I guess the oldest song that we reintroduced is a song that comes from Ireland, and it's called A Wexford Carol. It was originally composed in the 11th century, and so we gave it a Celtic-like treatment, and harmony, of course, is what our family's known for.
And it does sound like it's back in Jesus' time, and we're going to let you hear part of that song before we go to the break. So that's called A Wexford Carol. I know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking about that stable in Bethlehem, and I was thinking about the star and the angels and all of that, and it really does have a Celtic flavor, and I think you'll enjoy it, but we're going to learn more. So the Wexford Carol is one of those. Tell us a little bit more about some of the others.
Well, Joe Bonzel, he's the tenor singer for the Oak Ridge Boys, which are just wonderful friends of ours. Him and I co-wrote a song together that's very special to me personally. We wanted to write a song to honor our military families, especially at Christmas, because, you know, in the holidays when our families are coming together, many times those that are serving in our armed forces, their families are oceans apart. They're paying a great sacrifice. So to honor them and the great sacrifice they're making, especially at Christmas, we wrote a song called Come December, and it basically tells a soldier story during this time. And I'm really proud of how the song has come out, and we have been getting rave reviews from military families that how this song has just touched them so in a, such a powerful, special way. Last night I heard at our concert in Dayton, Ohio, I heard the most amazing story from a veteran who shared with me about learning that his brother, who has been POW for 28 years, he found out finally last week the entire story, and he was just sharing how this song touched him and his family in tears. And so that means an awful lot, and we're so grateful for the men and women who keep us safe, keep us free, especially at Christmas time.
If you've just joined me, I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. We're talking with Jason Clark, and he's one of the Neyland musicians and singers. Tell us more about the tour that you're on.
This tour is so special. Of course, Bill Gaither and Gloria Gaither are just, they're national treasures. They're icons, and I'm so proud to have them as friends and mentors. And this tour is just over the top, filled with every possible moment that you can experience. I mean, joy, laughter, praise, worship, fun. It's just got it all. And it's always filled with harmony and wonderful stories and iconic songs. It's a great night. It's a night for the entire family.
How many different groups are going to be there?
Well, I know, of course, the Gaither Vocal Band are going to be there. My family and I, the Neylands, will be there. There are a few artists that are popping in and out from different nights. I know Charlotte Penhallow will be there, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams. And I think there's a couple surprise guests that are coming to this particular event as well. So you just never know. You never know with Bill.
Well, the Gaithers are so well known and have so many friends both nationally and internationally. How did you get hooked up to touring with them on this tour?
Well, we've been touring with Bill now for about 10 years. And, of course, we've been a part of the video series really since they began in 1991. And that's been a phenomenon. You know, I think the number now is like 40 million videos sold. And that exposure has really put our music on the global map. And we have, you know, we can't thank Bill enough for having this vision and just bringing this community of singers together. And so, and then to have Bill as a friend and a mentor and all this wisdom that he has, it's just unbelievable.
Amazing.
And not only that, Bill is a fun hang. You know, he's my walking buddy out on the tour.
There you go.
I love his stories. He's a great man. I tell you, he's got more energy than anyone I've ever met, and it's very inspiring.
Jason Clark is my guest, the Neylands with the Bill Gaither Vocal Band, and here's some of their music, a little clip. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Jason more about the Neylands. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.
Good people. Said to Bethlehem.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Are you enjoying this music by the Neelands? Jason Clark is my guest on Encounter today. Now we're going to take a snapshot look at this group. They've been around since 1977. Jason, it takes a great effort to keep a group generationally going, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, there's so many dynamics to music and touring and, of course, the business of music. And then when you're, you know, traveling 150-plus concerts annually, and there's a lot that goes into it. It really takes a small village to keep all of this going. And we have such a great support staff and office at home and booking agent and publicists and just all kinds of friends and families that support us. I tell you, we couldn't do it without them. But my family, my wife and our two daughters, I believe to keep it going now for three generations, you have to have such a passion and a desire and really a calling. And thankfully, that has been passed on to our daughters. It's not something that we made them do. They enjoy this. They grew up singing, and when they were of age to make their own career path decisions, they chose to do this, and we're so grateful. And they make great sacrifices, you know, socially. They don't get to experience a lot of the things that some of their friends do because we're our touring schedule and things like that. But it's very rewarding, and God has been very faithful and so good to us, and there's nothing but smiles, and we're just very, it's an honor to share our family's music with the world.
How much of your music is original, and how much do you rearrange of someone else's music?
Well, pretty much all of our music is original. Of course, we do a lot of hymns and a lot of a cappella music. So on those kind of songs that are more what they call public domain, older songs that, you know, have been passed down for generations, sometimes well over 100 years, we rearrange those, of course, and put our own spin, harmony, or whatever. But I write a lot of our music, and, of course, we have a team of writers. When we go to record an album, we will listen maybe, well over 300 to 400 songs, and sometimes more, to find those perfect 10 or 12 songs that we're looking for.
Really?
And so it's a never-ending pursuit. I mean, every day I'll finish a record and I'll immediately start looking for material for the next one.
You said you'd look through 300 to 400 songs in choosing what 12 songs you're going to put on an album. Where do you get that material from?
Well, you know, we have songs and demos submitted to us constantly, and our office files them away, and she will begin to start folders of certain material, certain styles. And then when I begin to go on the pursuit of songs, I'll go to a folder that says, oh, these are up-tempo songs, or this is ballads, or, you know, and so that's one way. And then we have a lot of writing and publishing relationships with several different publishing companies. My father-in-law was one of the largest Christian music publishers when he was still alive, and we still have part ownership in those companies. So in his catalog, there's over 20,000 songs.
Wow.
And so we sift through those songs, and then we write. You know, we will write a bunch of songs, maybe 20 to 30 songs, and knowing that we may only choose one or two of those for the album. And then when it comes down to the selection process, there's quite a team involved. Of course, the final say is our family, being the artist that's going to communicate the lyrics.
Right.
But we encourage that input from mentors like Bill and Gloria. I go to Bill every album, and I have him go through the songs that we've kind of chosen. I also talk to our record company and other industry executives that I feel like has a good you know, a good knowledge of songs that will communicate and resonate with the listener. And so it's quite a process. And I just talked to Dwayne Allen the other night, and he said that they listen to sometimes 1,000 songs to get down to the 10 for his record, you know. So
wow.
I thought, well, man, I'm not alone in this.
If people were writing songs and would like to submit to you, how do they reach you?
Yeah, our address for submissions is on our website, thenelands.com, N-E-L-O-N-S, thenelands.com. They can submit material through our website, and We listen to everything. We may not, when it immediately comes in, but through the process, we listen to every song that's submitted.
Amazing. I'm talking with Jason Clark, part of the Neyland. Tell us about a challenging time when maybe you were wondering, were the Neylands going to stick together in this musical venture?
Yeah, we definitely had a crossroads. It was probably a little over a decade ago. We had decided to slow down our touring schedule, and we were only touring at that time maybe 20 concerts a year. And I was working in my home church there outside of Atlanta as a worship pastor. My wife was teaching music there at the academy. Our kids were young. And I just felt like that we needed to slow down for a bit so they can enjoy their childhood in the formative years. We had them in our Christian school at home, and we didn't really have an idea of what our musical future was going to be. And one morning, there was a turning point. We were in Indiana, and Bill and Gloria invited us to come to breakfast. And we went over and had breakfast with them. We sat there so long, it turned into lunch. And after lunch, Bill said, "Why don't you come up to my office? Let's sing a little bit." When you're with Bill, everything ends up around a piano, it seems like, mm-hmm. you know. And so we went up to his office, and we began to sing and harmonize, and he just began to smile. And he said, "This harmony is amazing, Jason." That was with our daughters. He knew our family, of course, through Rex and Kelly, but he hadn't heard our daughters sing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I would love to take you guys out on tour with me." And that was 2008. And we immediately started touring with Bill on the homecoming tour. And we haven't looked back ever since. It's been pretty he put us in front of a lot of people really quickly with the new lineup with our girls. And it really advanced our calls. It sped it up, I guess, because of having that exposure that only he can give. And we're so grateful for him having that vision and belief in us musically and personally as people and as a family. So we owe him quite a bit.
Jason, amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today on Encounter. Jason, let's go out with a song. What song would you like us to share today with our audience?
Well, speaking of Bill and Gloria, there's a song that they have written on our new Christmas CD. It's called Unspeakable Joy, and we'll definitely be doing it in concert when folks come here. It's a great song for every day, but especially right now in this season of joy, and I believe it's going to put a smile on someone's face today.
We'll go out with the song Unspeakable Joy by the Neylands. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Jason Clark, thanks for joining me today. And thank you all for listening.
Angels are everywhere.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.